This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Trying to affect my voice a little bit more. All right, so the big news of the day is Joe Biden has finally, I don't understand why it's a news. I thought he already put his name in, but I guess he has made the formal announcement that he's throwing his hat into the 2020 presidential race, which I am ecstatic about. I am ecstatic, all right? I like him. I think he's, I would much rather see Trump go up against Biden than somebody else. And I'm kind of sick of, and I'm an independent, but I am sick of hearing, you know, people being called racist or anti-women or anti-whatever. And, you know, Trump going through the whole Hillary campaign, you know, even though a lot of us, you know, we don't identify as a woman with Hillary Clinton as another woman. She's a strong girl. She's strong. Mind you, what she had to go through in the 90s, she's definitely got, you know, some cojones. And I respect her on a lot of levels, but it was a horrible, vicious, ugly campaign. And a lot of us women were torn between, well, you got to pick our side. You got to be pro-woman. And I'm like, well, if I'm pro-woman, then I'm pro the country getting on its feet again. I mean, if I'm going to choose the woman's side, all right, if you're going to choose a woman's side, it's you want good national security, you want good health care, you want a good economy, you want your kids safe, you want your police protected. Now, I mean, maybe that's not what all women are for, but I hate that term. Are you pro-woman or not? Well, what does pro-woman mean? Why? Right. Well, it means you align with what women want, you know. So, you know, women want to be able to breastfeed in public. You know, women want, you know, respect of their gender. Women want, well, yeah, but that's not where we stand politically. We don't, right, put first and foremost, okay, you know, all the girly things, like we get free tampons. Free tampons or tampon tax relief, which I think was a real big, you know, progressive movement, the whole tampon tax relief movement. I mean, that's nice. As a woman, I appreciate it. Thank you. That's nice. But that's not my political agenda. That's not what I, you know, go to sleep worrying about every night. I go to sleep worrying about the same things men do. Yeah, even erectile dysfunction. Listen, I have to worry about erectile dysfunction because if I cause Corey to have it, I lose. So, yeah, I worry about erectile dysfunction, too. So, you know, I am relieved. I hate to say that. I'm relieved if it's a man-man contest because then we don't have all the, you know, rhetoric because, you know, these political campaigns get so ugly. And they get so dirty, and they take, you know, your personal characteristics, and they go after you, and they, you know, because, you know, the claim is, well, if you're going after a woman who's, you know, running for office, then you're anti-woman. Well, no, you're just pro you wanting to be president. I mean, so let's say I get a promotion, and I got a promotion over a man who was, you know, wanting that same job. Does that mean I'm anti-man? No, I love man. I think men are great. I love men. But I want to be promoted. That doesn't mean I'm anti-man. And so people twist things all the time. If you're not with us, you're against us. Well, no, I'm not with you because I don't want to be in the middle of the, you know, Occupy Wall Street. I don't want to be in the middle of a, you know, a park. And I, you know, with, you know, communicable disease rampant because there's not a lot of sanitation. And I need to be at my job. It's not that I'm against you. It's just I need to be at my job. Now, that was the big problem when, you know, President Obama was running. If any of us did not like his platform, we were accused of being racist. And that's an insult to African Americans because that means you're only voting for him because he's black. You're not voting for him because of, you know, his ideals. And so the people that voted for him, you know, Obama should have gotten the credit of it's because of my platform, whatever. So those who really wanted to vote for Obama, they didn't do it because he was black. They did it because they liked his ideals. But then once people bring the race card in, then it starts to minimize, you know, the quality of, you know, the gain and the win of the election. So, I'm really happy about it. Now, from what I understand, I believe Barack Obama's ex-doctor, former doctor, says we're asking for trouble because these president wannabes are too old. Let's say of the 20 Democrats and 2 Republicans running for president, 6 are nearing or over the age of 70. They say if Senator Bernie Sanders wins, he would be 79 years old by the time he reaches the White House, becoming the oldest president in history. Ronald Reagan was 77, almost 78, but that was the day he left office. He got elected when he was 69. President Trump turned 73 this summer. Then the other Democrats, like Biden, would be 78 years old. Joe Biden was born in 1942. He looks good. He looks damn good. He'd be 78. Senator Elizabeth Warren would be 71. Governor Jay Inslee would be 70 after he was sworn in. Bill Weld, 75. So Dr. David Shiner, who was Barack Obama's doctor for more than 2 decades, said, I think we're asking for trouble. We don't know what their health is. They look spry. But I don't think that's enough. You can't accept it at face value. And they say candidates who are older are more likely to face scrutiny about their health. According to the Social Security Administration, men who have reached the age of 70 can expect to live roughly 15 more years, women 17 more years. But lifestyle and health factors could shift the calculus. What they're saying with that is once the 60s are a bad, 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 bad time. A lot of people die in their 60s. So if you get past the 60s, you can sail for another decade or two. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is where I'm going to start calling people stupid. And I don't really like to, you know, sit on my high horse and insult people, and I don't like to be negative, but stupid, 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 stupid. And I'm really ticked off about this one. So one of the headlines we have is, this is from AP. It's an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. And their poll says, they're not stupid, but they say many blame drug firms for opioid crisis. They say two-thirds of Americans believe drug companies are to blame for the opioid crisis. Now, why are we always blaming
somebody else. I get it. I get it. We have lawyers. We have lawsuits. Laying blame. I lay blame. I'm just as guilty. I'll pass gas and I'll blame the dog. I mean, we've all blamed the... Yeah, little Uzi. I'm like, Uzi, oh my God, Uzi, that was big stink. Ooze. You know, the kids are like, what happened? I'm like, oh man, the dog farted. Oh no, yeah, I can smell from here. Disgusting, Ooze. And Uzi looks at me like, I'm gonna take this one for the team, but you owe me big. And I'm like, I owe you. All right, I'll give you something yummy to eat, and then you can make your own farts. So, you know, we do blame others for stuff. But I get furious, so furious, when we have a crisis on our hands, and we're so busy shifting blame and advertising the blame and doing media articles and headlines on the blame, when it may not be the real blame. If we have an opioid crisis, the number one person we should be blaming is ourselves, us. If I'm addicted to tobacco, or if I'm addicted to, let's just say tobacco. If I'm addicted to tobacco, and I chose to smoke, and I know it's not water and vegetables and, something healthy that I put in my body, I am first and foremost responsible. Yes, I could share a little blame. I could say, well, the tobacco companies made it super, you know, addictive. And, you know, that's secondary, tertiarily. That's not the first person I need to blame if I'm smoking and I got myself addicted to smoking is me. Now, many of you guys who have seen me in person, you know that my tushy is a little plump. I got a plump tushy. Do I blame peeps? Do I blame Hostess? Is there a poll out there saying Hostess and McDonald's is the reason we have an obesity crisis? No, that's not going to fly, because in society, we're, you know, kind of okay with, all right, well, you know, you chose to eat. You chose to eat those foods. Even though you do have some people with obesity, that really isn't their fault. It is genetic. And they just have real low metabolism. And if that's the case, it's a select few out there. But for the most part, nobody's going to sue Hershey's if my butt is big. They're going to say, girl, lay off the Hershey's. Yet, we have an opioid crisis, and people are blaming the pharmaceutical companies. Now, why is my episiotomy scar burning? Why am I so upset about that? Because we need pharmaceutical companies. I mean, disclaimer, I have no relationship with pharmaceutical companies. They are not sponsoring my show. I have no need to be in love with them or be in bed with them, as people always accuse us doctors of. But I am telling you, we need pharmaceutical companies because they're the ones doing the majority of the R&D on our medicines and on a lot of the research. Yeah, the government's doing a lot of research. Yeah. But, you know, they're researching like cow farts and climate change. Okay, I want a real good anti-cancer medication if, God forbid, I get cancer. Who's making that anti-cancer drug? Most likely a pharmaceutical company. Who made the Ebola drug and the Ebola vaccine? A pharmaceutical company. So when we start to galvanize, when we start to criticize and crucify insurance company or opioid crises, or pharmaceutical companies, see, that's the problem. It's like, yeah, I know. It's like my mind is all ACA right now. If we put, you know, basically are, you know, ready to take, you know, hatchet their head off, and nobody's dealing with the real problem. The real problem is people get addicted to stuff. We have an addiction problem in this country. Well, we could fight tobacco. We could fight alcohol companies. We could fight the vaping companies and Juul. We could fight, we could put out all these little fires. But we're not going to the source. The source is we as humans, some more than other, have addictive potentials and addictive behaviors. And I see everybody try to put out this fire here, this fire here, this fire here, and go, oh, let's sue this person, let's sue this person, let's sue this person. Oh, well, we can't sue Hershey, so, okay, well, the obesity, we'll just move on. But you know what? We'll go after the pharmaceutical companies. We very easily become addicted to things. If we solve that problem, then we don't have to be suing big tobacco and Juul and alcohol and all that. So the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs show that some people also fault doctors who prescribe the opioid pain pills. Oh, yeah, yeah, let's blame the doctor. And government officials who have not done enough to expand addiction treatment and arrest drug dealers. Now, that I agree with. So, drug dealers, I do believe they hold some blame. But still, the number one person to blame is yourself. If you're purchasing the drug, that's on you, buddy. Now, yes, there are a lot of people that unfortunately get enslaved, and they're forced. The drugs are forced upon them, and then they become addicted that way. And yeah, that's out there, and I understand that. But the majority of people who are shooting up heroin and partying in their house are doing it by choice. So pharmaceutical companies. Then the funny thing is they blame pharmaceutical companies over individuals who use opioids. They wanted, only 50% of them think it's the person's fault. And listen, you don't, just because you're taking fault doesn't mean you're a bad guy. I don't know if you guys have ever gone to an AA class or AA meeting. I did as medical students. They had us go, and I wish I could have gone for like a whole series to watch somebody go from, from early into the recovery to graduating. But you take responsibility. That's number one. Now, it's not easy. I have a whole box of Peeps right here in my studio. That's stupid. If I want to stop eating Peeps and stop eating sugar, get the sugar out of the studio. But nah, I want to give in. Okay, so I don't have willpower. I can't blame Peeps. I'm not going to blame a pharmaceutical company. I got to blame myself on that one. And the people that do blame themselves, and blaming doesn't have to be a bad word, shift the responsibility on themselves, they're the ones that do better. That's why AA is so popular and so effective, because you own it. I know I eat too much chocolate. I had 5 Hershey's eggs this morning for breakfast. That's bad. If I get diabetes, it's on me. I'm not going to blame my employer for me sitting at the job. I'm not going to blame my mom for bad genes. That's on me. So, how do we stop being so addicted to things? Well, the brain is powerful. One is, don't introduce that kind of stuff to your brain. And B, if you do start to notice you're falling for that, you get help. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump 2020 senior campaign advisor Laura Trump reacts to former Vice President Joe Biden's announcement that he's running for president.
I didn't hear any proposals for the future of this country in his announcement video that he made there. Race baiting, as usual, as we see from the Democrats, and identity politics.
Over 30 people had to be transported to hospitals in Lake County, Illinois, after a chemical leak in the northern Chicago suburb. Sergeant Christopher Corvelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Department says the ammonia was pulled from containers that were being pulled by a tractor.
The trailers and the containers holding the chemical leaked, and this leak caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air. So the information at this point is that it was not a crash, it was a leak from the containers.
Two people are dead after a tornado touched down just outside of Monroe, Louisiana. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of people over telemedicine who have gotten sick. You know, we're in, you know, the spring season. Yeah, it's officially spring. It almost feels like summer where I'm at. But April, May, right? April showers bring May flowers, I guess. I don't know where those things come, but yeah, you know, it's better than some of the memes I'm seeing on a lot of the memes I've seen on Google and Facebook and social media. There's some real, real funny, very, very funny stuff out there. I actually got to retease some of that, but let's go back to some doctor stuff, okay? Elderberries. A lot of people have been calling in, going, look, you know, doctor, I tried to fight this cold. I've been doing the elderberries. Oh, yeah, man, I've been doing the elderberries. Oh, yeah, I am all over the elderberries. I don't even know where the hell I would get elderberries. But apparently, anything that has these ancient ties to it, I think is really, really, really flipping cool. So they say the potential benefits of eating elderberries when you have the flu, especially to fight off symptoms of the nasty virus, have been long documented. But they say a new study released this week claims to have discovered why that may be the case. So researchers from the University of Sydney and others studied the berries to learn which phytochemicals compounds that positively affect health from elderberries combat flu. So they basically studied elderberries. And it's not for elderly people, it's for all of us. In other words, they were to identify which compounds in the berries help fight off the flu. Now remember, elderberries are deep blue or deep purple. So they have the acanthocyanin. They have the they're very vitamin rich, and they can be toxic if not cooked fully, according to Healthline. But they do have potential direct antiviral effect against the flu virus. The common elderberry inhibits the early stages of an infection by blocking key viral proteins responsible for both the viral attachment and entry into the host cells. So when we look at these medications, you know, we talk about pharmaceutical companies and, you know, how what they do is so brilliant and, you know, why are they so brilliant? And again, I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, do a commercial for your pharmaceutical companies. It's just, a lot of our medications we take came from a pharmaceutical company. And so, you know, we can't bite the hand that feeds us. And so what a virus does is a virus lands on a cell, and then it has to enter its DNA into the cell, make the cell reproduce its DNA, then the cell dies, and now there's a whole bunch of new viruses made, and now they can spread elsewhere. See, you guys know a lot about microbiology. You know more than you think. Because when you have a bacterial infection, it's usually a little slower in onset. Unless, of course, you go into full-blown sepsis. That's a little different. But like when you get strep throat, that throat starts to really get bad over a few days. And the reason why is, if you guys remember from biology class, your bacteria had to divide and grow, and, you know, so you had to have one that went to two, that went to four, that went to eight, that went to 16. But there was a time, a timeline for the bacteria to grow and divide. With viruses, the math is a little different. Depending when a virus injects its DNA and forces a cell to make a bunch of new viruses, and then it explodes, and now you have boom. It's at a faster speed than a bacteria and its mitosis and cell division. So when you get the flu, you could identify the exact time you felt sick. And it's because the virus burst that you get when the virus comes out of the cells and starts to infect others, the speed, when your body's like, whoa, 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 what just happened? Whoa. Then, zoom, you get that fever. Boom, you start to feel achy. You know, when your body realizes there's a viral infection, it's like, whoa, whoa, what was that? We're on a full-blown assault, like the Yom Kippur War type of thing. But with bacteria, your body's floating around and there's some strep. Like, oh, whoa, 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 what's going on over here? You know, the strep bacteria is like, oh, nothing. You know, just keep walking. Kick rocks. And the immune's like, nah, you know, let me call a little backup over here. Yeah? We got a 405 over here on the 505. Come down here, please. So then the other inflammatory cells, the macrophages, come. They go, come on, guys, what's going on over here? And sometimes they fight it, sometimes they don't. And then the bacteria grow. So you see, it's a little slower. So if we want to come up with an if you want to make some money, and you want to come up with an antibacterial or an antiviral, with bacteria, you want to then probably come up with a drug that slows down the division, slows down the growth, maybe prevents the signal, that lets the immune system know that something's going on down there. See? Virus, then you want to stop the attachment. If you could stop a virus from attaching to a cell, the virus can't do anything. It'll have to die off. Or if you could stop the cell from opening up that's infected. So there's a lot of different ways we could do medicines out there. But you just got to understand the microbiology of it. So the researchers turned the berries into a juice serum. And from there, the serum was applied to cells before, during, and after they had been infected with the influenza virus. By the end, the researchers determined that the phytochemicals from the elderberry serum helped to stop the virus from infecting the cells. But the berries were more often effective at inhibiting the viral propagation at later stages of the cycle when the cells had already been infected with the virus. So rather than the attachment, it's the viral propagation. So this observation was quite surprising, they said, and rather significant, because blocking the viral cycle at several stages has a higher chance of inhibiting the viral infection. Now, again, they use the term serum. We're not talking about you eating a couple elderberries. My guess is this was a very concentrated serum. The researchers in Sydney also discovered the serum stimulated the cells to release certain cytokines, which are chemical messengers that the immune system uses for communication. Remember we talked about, you know, somebody calling for backup? And they were able to release this to maybe induce more of an immune response. Now, elderberries are in Europe. They're in North America. They also have cancer-fighting properties, potentially protect against harmful UV rays if applied to the skin, among other benefits. So, you know, I love when people tell me that they're using, you know, they're, you know, eating foods and, you know, doing things that nature gave us. I don't like it when somebody says, well, I went to a health food store and I got this blue, bright blue fluorescent looking pill because it has all these natural substances in it. Then I'm like, no, that's not really natural, okay, because that's cobalt blue. That, there's nothing natural to that. But I think we have a lot of things we could use to fight superbugs and fight viruses, you know, in our backyard even. And, you know, we need to study it. The problem is nobody studying, doing the amount of studies we need except a pharmaceutical company. So if a pharmaceutical company does not think they're going to be able to get their money back from the research they're putting in, they're not going to do the study. Yeah, everybody goes, God, you know, we should really study, you know, fish oil. We should study. Well, it took a pharmaceutical company that was patenting, like Lavazza, fish oil in order for us to get some of those studies. Same thing with niacin. That's why we need pharmaceutical companies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember we talked about how with the Ebola crisis, some healthcare workers may be striking. They're actually threatening to strike because, you know, the doctors are under attack. They don't have enough protection. And, you know, you think, you know, God, some people are really, really sick. You know, as to, you have a disease that's about to ravage, you know, more and more countries like we saw happen in 2014 and 2016. And these insurgents decide to, you know, attack, you know, Congolese Ebola health centers. Well, the sick people aren't just, you know, in that. Attacking Ebola workers. It looks like gunmen killed a polio vaccinator in southwestern Pakistan. Apparently, unidentified gunmen killed at least one polio vaccination worker in southwestern Pakistani area of Chaman. Government officials say, bringing the death toll from a drive this week to eradicate the virus to at least three. So three people have died trying to fight polio. You wonder why people don't want to go into medicine or healthcare or whatever. You're trying to stop a disease, and that makes you a target. Doctors get shot a lot. I've had probably three or four people I know in my neck of the woods shot. Two died. It's crazy. Gunmen opened fire on a team of vaccination workers in the village of Sultan Zai, about 100 kilometers northwest of the provincial capital of Quetta. And they say the body of the killed polio worker and another person who was wounded have been transferred to a hospital. Apparently, security forces have launched a search operation in the area, and the polio vaccination drive near Sultan Zai has been temporarily suspended. Now, polio. Okay, we eradicated polio in the U.S. pretty effectively. However, we do see a resurgence in certain areas. And it's debilitating. It's where, you know, kid has a little cold, sniffle, goes to bed, wakes up, you know, paralyzed the next day. And with this polio-like illness that we're seeing cases of, you know, throughout the United States, we're really scared of this. We do not want polio making a comeback. But the vaccination drives are targeted by misinformation and violent attacks. People think that if you're giving them a shot, you're spreading disease, which you're not. If it's a killed vaccine, you're not. Or some people just want the disease to wipe people out, and they think that those who are trying to help it are not on their side. But, you know, I bring this up to you because, one, it shows you how sick people are, but, two, it shows you kind of how lucky you are in America. You know, you might not like who's running the, you know, country or who's going to run the country, or you may not, you know, just... If I wanted to do a flu shot clinic and give people the flu vaccine, I feel very comfortable that I could be in America, anywhere, in a mall, whatever, and not have to worry about somebody gunning me down. That's not the case in other countries. That's scary. And this distrust, and you know, the other thing, too, is that we have to realize is not everybody thinks like we do. We understand a lot about vaccines. We're pretty pro-vaccine. As a country, we're pretty pro-vaccine. They say 87 to 90% of families get vaccinated. That's pretty pro-vaccine. Yeah, we need to do better. So we may distrust the government with our tax money. We may think they launder our money. You know, all these years we've put into Social Security, and where's the money now? So, we may have a brewing distrust for the government. But, you know, overall, when it comes to vaccines and stuff, we get it. We understand. But also, we've been very blessed with the type of governments we've had. We've been in a democracy. We've been in a republic. The other countries that unfortunately have this resurgence, they don't. They have like dictatorships, fascism, you know, tyrants running things. And when there's no checks and balances, it's scary. Now, some of you have written to me about these toxic work environments you're in. And you've asked, you know, where you could go, who you could complain to. How does this happen? How does this exist? You know, this is in America. How does a, you know, institution like that exist? There should be a means for anybody who thinks that they are at risk of, you know, or being vulnerable to a tyrant at work. There should be means that you could go to, either through human resources or a whistleblower line or whatever. But the truth of the matter is, when there's a tyrant at work or somebody at the helm that's evil, not a lot does get done. And there's fear that ensues. And what I see from the outside with a lot of these organizations, I mean, when I see and I read your emails and I hear your calls and, you know, and you reach out on Facebook and stuff, from what I see is actually... Everybody does have power, and there is a means to fight. But when you have so many people afraid to fight or do something, it doesn't, nothing happens. So like with these countries where you have a tyrant running things, if, you know, if they keep everybody scared, which is what they do, people at that power level, they'll scare you, they'll threaten you. And all you need is one to not be aligned with your fight, and you're screwed. I mean, if everybody complained, if everybody said no more, you could get a lot done. You can get things changed. The problem is nobody trusts each other. So I see time and time again in all these different institutions, people are scared to death. And some of the things I hear that happen at work, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is 2019. You know, one of the reasons why the Me Too movement exploded like it did is some of us that were sexually abused or assaulted or harassed, we knew we couldn't tell anybody. There was technically a means. There was technically a, you know, like in my day and age, there was probably an office I could have gone to and told somebody and started a paper trail or whatever. But, you know, people don't want to nowadays send emails. They don't want any record of it. They don't want, you know, so just because there's a means of a technical, look, we did our job, we did our due diligence, here's the path, here's the, you know, here's the conduit for you to make a complaint. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a practical way to do things. And so, I'm noticing more and more that as we progress and we expand and modernize more and more, a lot of times we have very similar situations or communities that's not too dissimilar to some of these third world countries. And we let it happen because we're weak, because we're scared, because we don't want to lose our job. So my suggestion is, you know, I like to be on the path of if you do wrong, or if you, one, don't do wrong, but if you see wrong, you fix it. All right? You know, I'm like, oh, you know, we have this problem, we need to do this, we need, you know, I, you know, but sometimes you can't do much if you're attacked. You know, I told you in medicine, you know, if there's somebody being electrocuted, you running in to try to, you know, jump on the wire so you get electrocuted yourself instead of the victim, that really does nobody any good because now there's two victims there. So take a broom, take some wood, and separate them. But you throw, you know, so yeah, we should talk about electrocution one day. So being a martyr is nice, but it might not solve the problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.